I'm Patrick Madrid, publisher of Envoy Magazine. Welcome to Search and Rescue, the program that will teach you how to bring your family and friends into or back into the Catholic Church.
You are standing in front of God and in the presence of the holy angels. The Holy Spirit is about to impress His seal on your soul. You are about to be pressed into the service of the great King.
I want to tell you a story. A man was walking along the shore one morning. A storm had battered the coast the day before, and now the beach was littered with driftwood and fish and shells and other debris that had been churned up by the waves. And as the man walked, he caught sight of a little girl in the distance. She was stooping to collect things and throwing them into the waves. He thought to himself, she's probably skipping rocks or shells in the waves. But as the man drew closer, he realized that he was wrong. He could see that the little girl was picking up starfish, one at a time, and throwing the starfish back into the water. And as he watched her doing this, he could see there were thousands of starfish washed up on the sand. As far as he could see, there were starfish. So as he approached her, he said, "Little girl, why are you throwing these starfish back into the water?" he said with a chuckle. She responded, "I'm saving their lives. If I leave them here on the sand, they'll die. But if I throw them back into the water, they'll live." But the man replied to them. He said, "But there are thousands of these dying starfish. You'll never have time to save all of them. Why bother? What does it matter?" She smiled and held up one starfish, admiring its colors in the light of the sun. And with a smile, she said, "Well, it sure matters to this one." And she tossed that starfish into the waves and went on with her work. Now, I'm not sure who originally wrote that story or told that story, but the first time I heard it, it really struck a chord with me, because it made me realize just how true it is that search and rescue missions to our family and our friends, co-workers, and even total strangers are a lot like the story of the little girl and the starfish. Some people may scoff at you, wondering why you bother to try to draw souls into or back into the Catholic Church. After all, they may think, there are so many unsaved people out there, billions of them, so why bother? What can you do to make a difference in this world? No matter how hard you try, they might think, no matter how many people you might reach, it's still just an infinitesimally small drop in the bucket, right? Wrong. God doesn't see things that way, nor should you. Christ didn't come to save us as a herd. He came to save each one of us individually. He saves us together, but He saves us also individually. Remember, Christ is person-specific in His search and rescue mission to you and to me. It's true, given the enormous quantity of people who need to be rescued with His message of truth and of love and of life, it's true that you'll likely be able to reach out to only a very few of them compared to the many that are out there. But so what? Like the girl who was rescuing that starfish, you must look at each of your family members, each of your friends, with the same sort of person-specific love and concern that Christ feels for each of us. When you feel discouraged or ineffective, remember what the little girl said. It matters to this one. Christ told us how He views our efforts to help those around us, even if our own efforts are modest and simple. In His eyes, your loving concern for the spiritual welfare of your family and your friends, for their salvation, that has immense value to Christ. If caring for their physical needs is important to the Lord, think about how much more important to Him will be your spiritual efforts on their behalf.
When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne.
Before Him will be gathered all the nations, and He will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will place the sheep at His right hand, but the goats at His left. Then the King will say to those at His right hand, "Come, O blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave Me food. I was thirsty, and you gave Me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed Me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. And then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see thee hungry or feed thee, or thirsty and give thee drink? And when did we see thee a stranger and welcome thee, or naked and clothe thee? And when did we see thee sick or in prison and visit thee? And the king will answer them, Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of these least brothers of mine, you did it to me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they will also answer, Lord, when did we see thee hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to thee? Then he will answer them, Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of these least brothers of mine, you did not do it to me. And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Do you see from this passage how important each soul is to Christ? No matter who the person is, no matter how far from the church he or she may be, no matter how steeped in sin or animosity toward the church he or she may be, Christ is asking you to help that person. Will you? He wants to give you all the graces you need to cover the nakedness of ignorance with the garment of truth, to give spiritual nourishment to those who hunger and thirst for forgiveness of their sins, and to be reconciled with Christ and his church, and to visit the imprisoned, those who live in spiritual exile from their true home, the church. Whether through circumstances of birth or upbringing or because of a willful refusal to enter the Catholic Church, Christ established, there are many people you know personally, who live in a prison of separation from Christ and his church.
The Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
If you would like to write to us at EWTN, we would love to hear from you. Our address is EWTN. 5817 Old Leeds Road, Irondale, Alabama, 35210. Or check out our website at www.ewtn.com.
It's fun.
It's free.
It's Wings, EWTN's weekly e-newsletter delivered to your inbox free each week. Read about upcoming special programming.
And learn what's new at EWTN, radio, TV, and Internet.
Just send an email to radio@EWTN.com.
Be sure to put Wings in the subject line.
Wings, a free service from your friends at the Global Catholic Network, EWTN.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Next time you visit EWTN.com, be sure to check out the religious catalog section. You'll find a wide variety of Catholic products. From Bibles to rosaries, there's something for everyone. And you can order online. It's easy, safe, and secure. Shop the religious catalog 24 hours a day at EWTN.com.
Pray with us. The Holy Rosary, daily, on the Global Catholic Network, EWTN.
My Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you all my prayers, works, joys, sorrows, and sufferings for the love and honor of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for the conversion of sinners, and in reparation for the sins committed against your Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen.
You may feel strengthened now to go out and begin your own search and rescue missions for your family and your friends. I hope you do feel that way. You may have gained confidence because you now know some of the techniques and the tools that will help you be more effective as an apostle for Christ. But you may also still feel daunted by the task ahead. So many people, so many arguments against the church. All the emotions involved in your family relationships that can complicate your efforts to reach out to your relatives. These and other obstacles loom in your mind. I understand. I go through the same kinds of things myself. And I don't want to suggest that these are not real obstacles. But knowing the basic search and rescue techniques will make your work much easier. It won't ever be easy, but it will become easier. So take a moment. Lift your gaze to heaven now. Don't you see that above all these human difficulties and obstacles hovers the cross of Christ? Exclaim with St. Paul, I can do all things in Him who strengthens me. Don't forget, Christ has promised you His grace. He wants to strengthen you. You need only to ask Him for those gifts. In spite of the boost that I hope these shows have given you, you may still wonder how you can personally make a difference. You may even now find those old excuses welling up inside you. I'm not trained in theology or public speaking, you might be thinking. I have no background in explaining or defending the faith, you might be thinking. I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm too busy. I'm too shy. I'll do it some other time. I'm not prepared. Or who am I that I should be the one to talk about the faith with my family and friends? These are excuses. Resist them. Christ needs you. And He needs you now. He says to you what He said to Moses a long time ago. He said, I will be with you. Recall the episode in the Gospels where Christ wants to feed thousands of people. You'll see yourself reflected there in the words and actions of the apostles. In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered and they had nothing to eat, He called His disciples to Him and said to them, I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come a long way. And His disciples answered Him, how can one feed these men with bread here in the desert? And He asked them, how many loaves do you have? They said, 7. And He commanded the crowd to sit down on the ground. And He took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, He broke them and gave them to His disciples to set before the people. And they set them before the crowd, and they had a few small fish. And having blessed them, He commanded that these also should be set before them. All the people ate and were satisfied, and they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full, and there were about 4,000 people.
Claim Yahweh, all the earth. Serve Yahweh gladly, and come into His presence with songs of joy. Know that He, Yahweh, is God. He made us, and we belong to Him. We are His people. Walk through His porticos giving thanks, and enter His courts praising Him. Give thanks to Him, and bless His name. Yes, Yahweh is good, and His love is everlasting. His faithfulness endures from age to age.
For a complete list of the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network AM and FM stations across America, go to EWTN.com. Look for the radio pull-down menu and select AM/FM stations. The list is updated regularly, so visit often. Again, go to EWTN.com. Look for the radio pull-down menu and select AM/FM stations. Also at EWTN.com, you'll find out how to listen to us on the web, on shortwave, and in some countries on satellite. You'll find it all on EWTN.com.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disaster, and war. May the Lady of all nations, who once was Mary, be our advocate. Amen.
Join us for the Daily Mass, celebrated each day here on EWTN.
A prayer to Christ the King, Almighty and everlasting God, who has willed to renew all things through your beloved Son, the King of the universe, grant in your kindness that all families of the nations, divided by the wound of sin, may submit to your most gentle authority. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, world without end. Amen.
Today, our own situation is like that of the disciples. People everywhere, people you and I meet in our daily lives, are starving for the truth. They're spiritually famished because they don't know Jesus Christ or His church. You can feed them. But how can I feed them, you might be asking, as did Christ's apostles? I have no training. And besides, this culture in which we live is a spiritual wasteland. There's so much corruption and evil, so many Catholics leading bad lives and giving bad example. Well, imagine the apostles looking around in bewilderment at the arid, empty landscape around them, rolling their eyes and wondering how in the world Christ could expect them to feed these thousands of people. Perhaps you feel that way right now. And in that moment, Christ required very little from his disciples. They managed to scrounge up a few loaves of bread and some dried fish, but that was enough for Christ to feed thousands of hungry people. Likewise, when he asks you to help him feed the spiritually hungry, he doesn't require much from you either. All he asks for are the loaves and fishes in your own life, your willingness to be a search and rescue apostle, and your talents and abilities, however meager they may be. If you offer the Lord your humble loaves and fishes, He will work miracles of grace and conversion through you. Don't be afraid or discouraged by the challenges you'll face. Christ has already assured you His loving grace can conquer even the hardest of hearts. So even if your loved ones are so entrenched in their opposition to the Catholic Church that winning them over seems to be an impossibility, remember that with men it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God. Now, go forth joyfully as a search and rescue apostle for Christ. Your family and friends are waiting for you.